Masechet Menachot Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. When a person consecrates or makes holy the loaves of the Korban Todah that he has, he's not allowed to eat them from that point and on. Any benefit he gets is a problem because they belong to the Beit HaMikdash. But they're only considered to be a lower level of sanctity, Kiddushat Damim. So therefore, they would be treated with the regular rules of Tum'ah when it comes to non-Kadosh items. And therefore, if they became Tameh, they could be redeemed and de-sanctified. But once the animal, the Korban Todah, is slaughtered, the loaves raise in level, and they're considered to be an item that has Kiddushat HaGuf. They have Kiddushat HaGuf, they have innate sanctity to them, and therefore they're treated in a more stringent way. If they become Tameh, they would have to be burned. If they were taken out of Yerushalayim, or if they were left overnight, they become disqualified as well. We'll elaborate on these laws in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaShohet et HaTodah Bifnim. Somebody slaughters a Korban Todah inside the courtyard, in the usual place where the Korban is offered. V'lachma chutz lachoma. But the bread was outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Lo kadash halechem. The bread does not become sanctified. The idea is the bread has to be in an acceptable place at that moment of Shechita in order for it to become sanctified on the level where it has now its Kiddushat HaGuf. If it's not in the proper spot, it can never, sanctity doesn't grab a hold of it. Shechata ad shelo karmu batanur. If a person slaughtered the Korban Todah, but the bread was in the oven and it didn't crust yet, that means it was still technically dough. Va'afilu karmu kulan chutz me'ahad mehen. Or even if all of the loaves, the 40, besides one of them crusted and turned into bread, and one of them now is still dough, lo kadash alechem. The bread does not become sanctified. We see from here as well that the only time it can become sanctified is if it becomes bread. Dough cannot become sanctified. Even if one of the loaves of bread is not bread yet, but it's still dough, when at that point in time when the animal was slaughtered, then none of the loaves take on that sanctity until all of them have that ability to become sanctified. Now we'll talk about loaves where the animal itself, the korban, was unfit. If a person slaughtered the Korban Todah with an improper intention, either to eat the animal beyond the proper time, that makes it pigul. If a person went forward and ate that animal, he would be karet. Or he had an improper intention of eating the Korban outside of its place, that's also an invalid Korban, but a person would not be karet if he ate it. We say kadash halechem. The bread still becomes sanctified. The invalidation happened in the courtyard during the Avodah, so therefore, it does not prevent the slaughter from sanctifying the loaves. In other words, the bread, the loaves become sanctified as Todah loaves, and then right away they become disqualified because they take on the same status as the animal. Shehata v'nimset terefa. If someone slaughtered the Todah and it was found to be a terefa, that means it had a defect in it that was bound to, this animal is going to die within the year. Lo kadash halechem, the bread does not become sanctified. The animal was already invalid at the time of Shechita. We only found out, the slaughter only showed us that it was invalid already. So therefore the Shechita does not sanctify the loaves. Shechata v'nimset ba'alat mum. If someone slaughtered the Todah and it was found to be blemished, Rabbi Eliezer omed kadash. Rabbi Eliezer says the bread becomes sanctified. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the animal here had a minor blemish, and therefore, technically, if the animal was brought onto the Mizbeach, it does not need to be removed. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the slaughter does have the ability to sanctify the loaves as well. V'hachamim omrim lo kadash. Hachamim disagree and say, no, the loaves do not become sanctified when there's any type of blemish. Shehata shelo lishma. If a person slaughtered the Todah, not for its own sake, but for the sake of some other korban, v'chein el hamiluim, v'chein shenek kivse aseret, shehatan shelo lishman. Likewise, if somebody slaughtered the shelamim ram of the miluim offerings that Aharon and his sons were inaugurated as kohanim, or the two lambs that are brought on Shavuot, and they did it not for its own sake, lo kadash halechem. The bread that usually accompanies this korbanot do not become sanctified as well. If a person slaughtered them not for the right sake, even though they don't disqualify the korban, they haven't fulfilled their obligation of bringing the korban in the first place. Therefore, the loaves that they're bringing with it also don't become sanctified. So therefore, in this type of situation, the bread would not become sanctified.